Good morning. It's I wish you could see. Oh, I can take this off actually while I'm preaching, so that's fine. I was going to say I wish you could see the smile on my face, but you can see it now. It's so great to be here this morning and for us to be worshiping together, some of us here at PMC, for the very first time in nearly 5 months. And this morning when I was thinking about it, I was thinking, oh, I'm not sure whether anyone's going to actually turn up and whether anyone's going to. So I'm so pleased that you've been able to come. It's great, isn't it, to be together again. And things will be, of course, very, very different. Here we all are wearing our face coverings. We're not going to be able to sing songs together. It's going to feel a little bit uncomfortable even, but nevertheless, we rejoice that we are together. And we're also really mindful of the fact that there are many of our brothers and sisters and friends and family that can't be with us this morning, either because they are self-isolating or because they are feeling vulnerable, but for a number of different reasons. So for those of us that are joining us on YouTube, we welcome you to our gathering together this morning as well. And even though we may be apart from those people physically, the great thing is that we are all together, aren't we, as the body of Christ together. So wherever you are, whether you're watching from home or whether you're here, it's really good to be here. But let us also remember that God is here. It may feel strange, it may feel uncomfortable, but we believe that God is present with us. And one of the challenges, I think, or one of the really exciting things for all of us this morning, whether we're here physically or whether we're watching from home, is without the usual things that we do, like singing hymns together and things like that, how do we encounter the presence of God? But I believe that God earnestly waits for us to meet with him. And we want to make our worship together this morning as participative as we can, even though we can't sing together. So we're going to do a couple of things which we're going to put on the board behind me, some words that we're going to sing. We're going to start off as a call to worship by reading a psalm together, what they call antiphonally. And that means that one side of the congregation will speak some of the words, and then the other side of the congregation will speak the next side. In the gallery, you can choose which bits you want to do. And there's some bits in red that we'll join in with together. Now, when I did this at home, it looked perfect on my little computer with all the different colours. When we show it here, it doesn't look so good, but hopefully we can make sense of it. So let's begin our worship by reading Psalm 98 together. You can see this is in yellow at the top, so perhaps this side, can you read the bits that are in yellow? And this side of the congregation, can you read the bits that are in white? We'll all join together with the bits that are in red. And if you're watching from home, you can read it all. That's absolutely fine. So we'll start with this side. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. This side. The Lord has announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation. He has remembered his promise to love and be faithful to Israel. The ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. And together we say, sing to the Lord a new song. This side. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy. Sing your praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the ram's horn. Make a joyful symphony before the Lord the King. Sing to the Lord a new song. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the earth and all living things join in. Let the rivers clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the nations with fairness. Sing to the Lord a new song. And that's something that we are invited to do this morning as we come back to this place to sing a new song to the Lord. And that's what we're going to be thinking about a little bit later on. We're going to have a song played to us now, but I encourage you to join in. We can't sing together, but you are allowed to hum. Behind your face coverings, you can hum. And you can also stand if you want to. There's not an obligation to stand, but if you'd like to stand, you can stand. If you'd like to raise your arms, you can raise your arms. Or if you'd like to just sit meditatively listening to it, you can do. The words of this song include these. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. So whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Thank you, Graham. Thank you, Graham, for leading us in that. Isn't it strange? God, don't you want to sing? So hard not to sing. It's, you know, those of you who are watching from home, you're the fortunate ones because you've been able to belt that out at the top of your voices. Let's pray, shall we? I'm going to say a prayer, and then at the end of this prayer, there's something again we're going to join in with. There was a prayer, I don't know how many of you received the Connection magazine from the Methodist Church, but there was a litany in there which I thought was really, really appropriate for where we are right now. So I've amended it slightly to fit us, and there's some responses for you to join in with that. But let's pray first. Oh God, it is so good to be here in this place. Whether we're here physically in this building of PMC or whether we're at home, that we can gather to worship you. And we praise you, God, that wherever we are this morning, you are here with us. And we do remember those who cannot be here. And I pray that all of us, wherever we are, may know your presence with us this morning. We come to this place because we want to bless you, as we've just been singing, bless the Lord, O my soul. You are such a good, good God. You have been so faithful to us. Your love is new every morning. Your mercy never fails. God, only in you can we know true joy and peace and healing and wholeness. And so we thank you this morning and we offer to you our worship. But as we bring our praise and thanksgiving, we do confess that so often we fail to see or recognize your presence with us or in us. There are times when we've doubted you. There are times when we've lived in fear, when we've not trusted you. So will you forgive us those times, I pray. Will you create in all of us a new heart, a trusting heart, one that knows that we're forgiven and loved and redeemed. Will you be with us in our time together today, and may we all encounter you. Amen. And let's read the litany that I think Byron's going to put up there. If you can join in with the bits that are in white. We thought we knew how the world was meant to be. Day followed night. Every week had a Sunday, and that was the day for church. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? We thought we knew how the world was meant to be. We made our plans, we held our meetings, we kept the roof on the church and the show on the road. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? We thought we knew how the world was meant to be. We would see colleagues, friends, and loved ones again. And we would embrace, laugh, and share stories as we always have. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And now we know something new. We know that the world is not ours to control, and that our plans are confounded by the smallest microbe. God is teaching us a new song for a new land. And now we know something new. We know that church is not committees, agendas, and buildings. It is us, in our homes, our streets, our hospitals throughout the world, God is teaching us a new song for a new land. And now we know something new. We return once more, some of us, to this precious space. It feels strange. Not all our brothers and sisters are here. It's different. But you are here, God. We are in communion with you and in communion with our church family who are here and with those who are absent. God is teaching us a new song for a new land. And now we know something new. We only have this day, this time with those we love and with you, our God. And today is the day to say, I love you, to remember your faithfulness, and to embrace whatever you have for us. God is teaching us a new song for a new land. Amen. Amen. One of the things that we've been doing in our YouTube services that we've been having is to each week have an interview with some people or different people that have got interesting stories to say. I've just lost my face covering. How can I do that? This week is going to be no different. So we're going to have a few questions with Anne McDonald, who is doing something. So I'm going to ask Anne if she can come and sit on the chair here. And I will put my... What on earth did I do with that? Do you know, I'd lose my head if it wasn't screwed on. Can you see it? I'll stand here, Anne, that's fine.
Okay. Don't want you
to I found it. I feel like the lady who found the coin that she'd lost. So Anne, thanks for joining us. First of all, how does it feel being back here worshipping together for the first time after so long apart?
Good. Strange.
Yeah.
Different. But yeah, it's good to be back amongst friends. And yeah, it's a different kind of worship. It's not Methodism as we know it.
But it is.
It'll
worship.
Do for now.
Yeah, indeed it will. We know, Anne, and the reason you're here is we know that you're part of a group called the 4Fs. Can you just remind us what 4Fs stands for?
Yeah. So 4Fs stands for fun, friendship, food, and free. And it's something that a group of us, Ruth and I, the main protagonists, set up for families that have struggles. And so at Christmas, we had 4 days where we had great fun, and then we had a meal together, and that went well. So in February, we did it again,
yep.
And that went even better. And then, unfortunately, we can't do it again for a while. So somebody said to me, what's happening about 4F? And I said, well, really nothing at the moment. And that person, nothing to do with church at all, said, had you thought of doing activity bags? And so which I thought, oh yeah, that's a good idea. So I had a chat with Ruth, and she also thought it was a good idea. So within a fortnight, mm-hmm. we've got together 50 bags of fun that will go out with the food bank parcels through CAP and through Cumbria Family Support this coming week. I suspect we'll probably be doing it again October. we've put together sort of...
what's in it, yeah?
Yeah. Sort of a frisbee, a skipping rope, that kind of thing. A game to play as a group. As a family, but I use that word advisedly. Some crafts, some wonderful craft activities, some stationery, and a book.
Brilliant.
Or in some cases, more than one book. And for the younger element, we did Play-Doh, a xylophone, a couple of books, and some sort of easy-to-grip crayons and some paper.
Fantastic.
So
that's great. And they're going out this week, you say?
They're going out this week.
So is there anything that any of us can do?
Well,
in terms of...
obviously, the first thing is just pray that they're received in the right manner and that they get there safely. Secondly, we've used funds really from our 4F funds. Now, obviously, once we get going again with our day things, that, some of that money will need recouping. And also, as I said, I can quite see us doing this again for the October holidays. So a small donation would be much appreciated, which you could either give myself or Ruth cash. We could probably do something through the office. Or if somebody wanted my bank details, I promise it will go to the right place.
Or mine.
No, not yours. But really more than anything, just your good wishes and your prayers.
Brilliant. Let's do that now, shall we? Let's pray. Father, in these times it is so hard to know how, as a church or as a body of people, we can serve you and reach out with your love to our community. There are people who are so scared. There are people who are so vulnerable. People who are finding life so difficult for so many different ways. And so we thank you for this opportunity that we have of doing something really practical just to bring some joy, some relief, some help, some light into people's lives. So God, we do pray a real blessing on the distribution of these activity packs, that as they go out to vulnerable families all over our town and our district, that you would send them with your love, Lord, and may they be a blessing to people and a reminder of your love. And I pray that you'll bless Anne and Ruth and Kath and all of those who have been involved in doing this. I pray that you would encourage them, and that, God, you would challenge us to how we can help this initiative. So we thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Anne.
Just one question. The bags are to go to the Salvation Army on Tuesday so that they can then go out on Wednesday or you know, the rest of the week. Unfortunately, on Tuesday, fortunately for me, I've got my grandson all day, so I'm not able to take them there myself. So if anybody could help, I think just one person, one car would be best, because at the moment they're isolating in my bedroom. Not my bedroom, a spare bedroom, the bags, that is. So if anybody could help me with that on Tuesday morning, the food bank opens at 10, and I would be at home, you know, sort of from 9:30 onwards.
Okay.
So just have a word at the end.
Come and see you afterwards.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Perfect.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
We're going to hear a passage from the Bible now, and Dave is going to come and read to us from Isaiah.
This is what God the Lord says, the creator of the heavens, who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in the darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you islands and all who live in them. Let the wilderness and its towns raise their voices. Let the settlements where Kedar lives rejoice. Let the people of Selah sing for joy, Let them shout from the mountaintops. Let them give glory to the Lord and proclaim his praise in the islands. I'm not sure that this is a new song we're going to hear. I was going to say we're going to sing, but we're not. We can hum, I think, our next hymn, and it's Great is Thy Faithfulness.
I've been wondering to myself, what on earth shall we think about together this morning on this first Sunday that some of us can meet together after so long apart? You know, going through my mind over the last couple of weeks has been that phrase that we read in that psalm that we did together earlier, and indeed the reading that Dave just did from Isaiah 42, the phrase, sing a new song. Sing a new song to the Lord. What on earth does that mean? What did it mean when the Bible writers used it in the first place? And what does it mean now, I wonder? Does it have any relevance for us here today? What is this new song we are to sing? But you know, the more that I've thought about it, the more that I think this metaphor of singing a new song is one that applies perfectly to where we find ourselves now. Whether you're sitting here at PMC this morning or whether you're watching on YouTube. Here some of us sit the first time back worshipping together in our building since March. It's been nearly 5 months since we've been together like this. But of course we're not all here, are we? In many ways we seem a fragmented bunch. Many of our brothers and sisters are watching this from self-isolation at home. Many will have chosen not to return. Many cannot yet return. So what is this new song? And how do we sing it? Well, I want us to spend a few moments this morning exploring it. You know, in the Bible, there are many, many references to God doing something new, aren't there? God is doing a new thing, both Isaiah and Jeremiah tell us. We are being made into a new creation, Paul says. God will put a new heart and a new spirit within us, Ezekiel proclaims. We've been raised to new life, the Bible tells us many times. Jesus, you remember, held up a cup of wine and he said, "This is a new covenant that God was making with us." Paul tells us in Ephesians 4, we're to put on a new self. God is making a new heaven and a new earth, Isaiah, Peter, and Revelation say. And behold, I am making all things new, God announces in Revelation. And then we have this call to sing a new song. It's one that's repeated 5 times in the Psalms. It's also there in the passage that Dave read to us from Isaiah. And in Revelation, on 2 different occasions, we find people singing a new song. So what did it mean to sing a new song? Where did the phrase originate? You know, the word that we translate as new comes from a Hebrew word called chadash. Chadash means to make fresh, to be renewed. And it was first used to describe the new grain that had just been harvested. That's where the phrase comes from. The people could only start using the new grain that's freshly harvested once the Omer festival had finished each year. And then once that had finished, they could use chadash, the new grain. So to sing a new song was like being able to use this chadash grain, all freshly grown and smelling new and lovely and tasting wonderful. And you know, whenever this phrase of singing a new song is used in the Bible, it is always used when God's people have been going through a period of want or are in need of rescue. The new song is sung as a song of hope, the promise of God's deliverance, the provision, if you like, of a new harvest. When it's used, something new is always about to happen. God is about to turn a bad thing into a good thing. A new song is always a song about renewal. It's the promise of better to come. So can you start to see, I wonder, how right now we find ourselves needing to sing a new song? Don't we hunger for deliverance? Don't we yearn for renewal? Wouldn't we love to be able to feast on the abundance of new, freshly harvested grain? Well, the good news is that we can. We have a new song to sing. So let me dig a little bit deeper into that passage Dave read from Isaiah, and let's see how what was going on then applies to us now today. You know, Isaiah is my all-time favourite Old Testament book. I love the hope and the promise of redemption that you find all through its pages. And as Dave said, the book was written by at least three different lots of people in three completely different periods of time. The middle part of the book, where we read from today, is what we call Second Isaiah. And it was written when the Jews were living in exile in Babylon, hundreds of miles from home. They were living in bondage in a foreign land. But the world was beginning to change. Babylon was about to be defeated by the Persians, who would become the next world superpower. The Jewish people were about to be allowed to return home. Even though the Jews were still living in a strange land, things were beginning to look as if there might be an end in sight. Things were still not right. They were still miles from home, but things were starting to change. The omens were good. Hope was rising. Deliverance was coming. And it's then that the people are told to sing a new song. And doesn't that remind you of where we are here now today? Sitting here, either here at PMC or watching from home, we're still living in a strange land, aren't we? We're slowly being allowed to return home, return to our jobs, return to our shops, return to our churches. There are still worries and fears of a second spike, and we're a long way from what used to be normal. But things are moving. Things are starting to change. For a start, here, many of us are here now today, meeting for the first time for so long. There's the glimmer of hope that the tide is turning. And the first thing that happens in those verses that Dave read is that God proves his credentials. God can be trusted. God is the creator and sustainer of the world, of all of life. God is in control and always has been. God is going to take hold of his people's hand and bring deliverance. God will keep his people safe. He is the God of covenant. He'd made a promise to his people hundreds of years before, and he's going to keep his promises. God's not giving up on his people. Far from it. God is about to bring them rescue and deliverance. They will return home, but things are going to be different from now on, Isaiah says. The former things have gone, God says in the passage. What existed before is no more. But don't dismay, it says, because I'm providing something new for you. I'm declaring it before it's even there. And as they move into a different world, God calls the people to change too. They're to be a light to the nations. They have been given a vocation, a calling, to show and declare the goodness and majesty of God to a world that is in turmoil with all the changes that are surrounding them. Of course, those people had always had that calling, but now it's needed more than ever, God says. They are to open the eyes of the blind, to bring freedom and relief for those in darkness, to a world that does not see or recognize the God that they follow. They are to sing a new song. Get out the new grain and celebrate God's goodness and provision. And friends, I believe this is exactly what God is saying to us now today. Yes, things for us will be different. Yes, life will not look like it looked before. But God is still in charge. He holds the whole world in his hands, we sing. It is God who holds all the power and authority. The God who created heaven and earth is in control. God is creating a new heaven and a new earth, and it's time for us to sing a new song. God has not given up on us, his people. It's quite the opposite. God is about to deliver us into a brand new world. We are coming home, but to a new home. It's time for us to start feasting on the new grain that God has provided. And this new home we find ourselves in, this new normal, this new world, is one where we too have been called, as we always have been, to be a light to those around us. We are to declare to a world that is still confused and fearful and suffering and living in darkness that our God reigns. We announce through our words and our actions the hope that we have in our God and the promise of a bright future. God waits to bring us deliverance and rescue, and so we sing a new song. But what does that actually mean in closing? Because the truth is, of course, in many ways this song is exactly the same as the old song we sang. The new grain works, of course, just the same way as the old grain did. We sing of the same God who never changes. God is faithful and always has been. Great is thy faithfulness, we sang just now. But the hymn goes on to say, morning by morning, new mercies I see. We sing a God who has always loved us, but his love for us is new every morning, Lamentation says. We are to sing a song about the way we are to love others. We were always told to do this right back from Leviticus, but both Jesus and John tell us that there is now a new commandment to love one another. The worship that we offer is not new. The mission and the service we do for God is not new, but the song we sing about these things, this is a new song. It's a new song because we're in a new place, a different place. It's a new song because the world has changed. It's a song telling a message that's as old as Genesis 1, in the beginning, God. But this God is doing a new thing, and he calls us to sing a new song. And this new song is God's song. Just think for a second about songs in general. Have you ever noticed that most songs that are written are all about the same thing, aren't they? The same topic. And yet hundreds and thousands of new songs are written every day. We love hearing them because they tell us old truths in new ways. They're still the same song, but with different lyrics and a different melody. And the new words and the new melody excite us and move us and change us and inspire us. It's like we're coming to the theme as if for the first time. And that's the new song that God puts in our hearts now. It's the same story, but with new words and a new tune and a fresh melody for a new time that is right here and right now. So, friends, let's take up this challenge to sing a new song. And let's sing it loud and clear, although, of course, not all together in the same room. We find ourselves in a new world, but God is right here with us. God is in control, and he wants us to show us all a new experience of his love and his care and his mercy. And God wants us to sing from the rooftops to the world around us that what God wants to do for us, he wants to do for everyone. God's freedom, God's deliverance, God's renewal is for all to enjoy and encounter. So let us invite others to sing this new song too. It's time to feast on the new grain. It's time to sing a new song. And may we enjoy its beautiful new melody as it rises up within us. Amen.
And so we pray together. To begin with, a few moments of quietness. Have you heard God's voice this morning? What has God been saying to you? In our world this week, I wonder, has there been any event or situation which has caught your attention particularly? Perhaps the explosion in Beirut, or the spread of COVID-19 throughout the third world? Whatever those events are in the news, just hold them before the Lord this morning. Faithful God, so unchanging. And I wonder if in our society or our local community this week there have been any events or situations which have caught your attention. Perhaps you think of our government and decision makers responding to the spread of the virus locally. Or in our nation, maybe you think of the refugees and asylum seekers desperate, trying to cross the channel in little rubber dinghies. Just hold these situations before the Lord. Faithful God, your love never changes. And I wonder if in your life there are people or situations, friends or family that you want to hold before God. People you know personally who might, for one reason or another, be having a really hard time right now. Just lift them to the Lord. Faithful God, be near to the people that we hold before you right now. And I wonder if in your own life this past week there have been any situations which troubled you. Or is there anything in your diary that's coming up in this coming week which you want to talk to God about? Faithful God, in this coming week, may we know your presence with us. May we know your hand holding our hand. And teach us, we pray, in a new world, in a new situation that we find ourselves in the new environment in which we live. Teach us to sing that new song of love to you. We pray these things through your Son Jesus, who taught us to pray as we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our final song today that either we listen to or join in with in our own way, it's one of Stuart Townend's modern hymns, O My Soul, Arise. Can I just say a couple of things about leaving the building at the end of the service? It's very tempting just to turn to the people and start chatting, but can I encourage you to leave as quickly as you can, but socially distanced, so you're going to have to watch and be careful as you leave to remain socially distanced as you do so. I did think it was going to be a little bit like school assemblies where you have to go row by row, but I'm not going to do that to you, okay? You're adults, you're grown-ups, but just as you leave, please do leave quickly. There's nothing to stop you, I think, again, socially distanced, meeting out in the sunshine in the car park and chatting. But inside, obviously, the virus has more chance to move around and so on, so you're safer outside. You can nod at me at that point, okay? The other thing to say is finance. Obviously, the church, like other charities and other businesses, has been hard hit. We've lost income and so on. So I do encourage you, wherever you are, at home or here, to try and be as generous as you can. There will be baskets on the way out. Tim's sitting on it. That's good. There will be baskets to make your offering to God. But do that prayerfully. As you make your offering to God, it's not just the money, but everything that we have and everything that we are that we offer back to God in our worship. So the song, O My Soul, Arise. So a final breath, blessing. As we walk on into this coming week, may we know the presence of God. May we know his peace. May we know his power. May the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with us and remain with us now and always. Amen.